WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. World leaders at the G7 summit in Italy agreeing to lend Ukraine $50 billion using interest from seized Russian assets, underscored by the U.S. and Ukraine signing a security bilateral agreement.
President Biden said with this agreement, the U.S. is demonstrating its firm commitment to Ukraine's security.
Our goal is to strengthen Ukraine's credible defense and deterrence capabilities for the long term.
Under the 10-year agreement, which is non-binding for future presidents, the U.S. and Ukraine will expand intelligence sharing and enhance cooperation between militaries.
ABC's Karen Travers. In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court today upholding access to the FDA-approved drug mifepristone, saying doctors in that case who oppose abortion didn't have legal standing. It's one of several cases challenging the FDA-approved drug. And Democrats in the Senate failed to advance a package of bills that would protect IVF access nationwide. It needed 60 votes to pass. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to Iowa County Sheriff's officials, a lone rock man that was seriously injured after a motorcycle crash that happened over the weekend has died. 50-year-old Daryl Mead Sr. was taken to a hospital with serious injuries on Saturday after officials said he lost control of his motorcycle along Highway 151 near County Road YD north of Mineral Point. He was ejected from the bike and was found lying unconscious in a median. Mead died on Wednesday from injuries related to the crash. A semi-truck was airborne at one point before crashing into a roundabout in Grant County on Wednesday. The crash took place at the Highway 35-61-81 roundabout in South Lancaster Township. Officials said a 62-year-old Ackley, Iowa man was driving a semi-truck, an empty grain trailer, south on Highway 61 and was approaching the roundabout but was unable to see it due to heavy rain. The truck hit the curb, causing the vehicle to go partially airborne. The rig continued further, hitting the grass mound of the roundabout, then jackknifing and hitting a light pole before stopping. Officials said the man was not injured and that the trailer received moderate damage. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, lows upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Showers and storms possible again this weekend. Saturday, upper 70s, upper 80s Sunday, with humidity climbing as well. More storms possible Monday, and again, upper 80s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 76.
99.7
turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but I don't want.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
'80s, '90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. 50-minute music hour continues right here as we finish the workday. Yeah, the weekend is almost here. And by the way, Summerfest is coming up fast, too. We're what? Weekend away? I think a week. Like, next weekend is the first of the three. Summerfest.com. The lineup is really good this year.
And more.
I'll follow you, girl. Give me love.
99.7 Max FM.
Just let yourself go down. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
So many ways for you to shop local and save big at our Max FM Big Deals store. If you go to maxfmbigdeals.com, you've got all of the local deals that you would normally pay full price for at discounted prices. Again, maxfmbigdeals.com, from food and beverage to maybe needing to make some repairs on your vehicle. We've got spa and wellness opportunities there for you. Again, save money when you shop local at maxfmbigdeals.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stunt performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. That's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Yeehaw!
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known maybe Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Football's only off-season begins. Good afternoon, I'm Doug Russell with sports. There's been a saying the last several years that the NFL is a 12-month-a-year sport. When you consider the combine, the draft, rookie camp, OTAs, and minicamp, it's a lot more than many fans see. But the NFL is not a 12-month-a-year league. It's closer to 10.5, with the next 6 weeks the only true vacation afforded players and coaches. The Packers' first practice is now July 22nd, the NFL allowing the team to begin early because of their week one trip to Brazil to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. To baseball, the Brewers are off today, a reward for their rally Wednesday in their series finale against the Blue Jays. Entering play today, the crew has a 7-game lead over three teams in the Central, with the fourth Pittsburgh 7.5 games out. Coming up tonight, the Cardinals host the Pirates. Chicago is at Tampa Bay. In the Midwest League tonight, the Timber Rattlers are at West Michigan. Beloit is at Quad Cities. In the Northwoods League, Fond du Lac is at Green Bay. Lakeshore hosts Royal Oak. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Just
You know, I mentioned this yesterday. Tina Turner, the Tina Turner musical called Tina, is at Overture Center through this weekend, and it is really a wonderful performance. It's such a good production. It's such an interesting insight to her life and to her career. Tickets still available through Sunday at Overture. We'll play Tina for you next.
More 99.7 Max FM.
Heart can be broken, it may seem to you. got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me.
Another chance to win coming up at 5 o'clock. David Grant has your next keyword to win with our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest. He'll give you the keyword. You enter it in through the Civic Media app when you open it up. Find Max FM. Use the text button. And you'll be one step closer to being on your way to a winner. Could be some severe weather as we head through the rest of your commute as well. So we'll make sure to keep you posted on that. It's 99.7 Max FM.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
See and hear majestic cranes as the sun sets while enjoying local fare, wine, beer, and non-alcoholic beverages at the annual Evening with the Cranes at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. The event will be held on Saturday, June 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. Stroll the grounds and learn the foundation's conservation story from local and regional staff. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at savingcranes.org.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, lows upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Showers and storms possible again this weekend. Saturday, upper 70s, upper 80s Sunday, with humidity climbing as well. More storms possible Monday, and again, upper 80s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
99.7 Max
FM. When it feels like got you going crazy. It's time to get out. Step out into the street where all of the action is right there at your feet. Well, I know a place where we can dance the whole night away underneath the electric stars. Just come with me and we can shake your blues right away. You'll be doing fine once the music starts. Oh,
feel the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Dance until the morning light.
Forget about the words on your mind.
a celebration starting under the street lights. The scene is being set. A night for romance, a night you won't forget. So come join the fun. This ain't no time to be staying on. Ooh, there's too much going on.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
I'm
Another chance to win with David Grant and our statewide Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Get ready to open up the Civic Media app for your chance to win next.
Bye.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Ooh, baby, do you-